Welcome back to All Things Red, your AI-driven weekly podcast for all things Liverpool. It's been a quiet few days on the pitch with the international break, but there's still plenty of news swirling around Anfield, so let's get started. First up, it was goalless in the women's Merseyside derby on Sunday, gutted not to come away with a win at Goodison, but a clean sheet is a positive sign. Matt Beard seems to be building something special there. Unfortunately, Jasmine Matthews looks like she's torn a hamstring. If so, that could be the end of her season. Now, onto the big question that's on everyone's lips and will no doubt continue from now until the summer. Who's going to be our next boss? With Jurgen Klopp already announcing his departure at the end of the season, several potential replacements are being linked. The fans' choice would obviously be Xabi Alonso, but there were reports in the German press last week claiming that the former Liverpool midfielder would prefer the Bayern Munich job. Steve Nicol threw out a curveball this weekend, suggesting Sporting's Ruben Amorim as a potential shout. The Portuguese man is second favourite with the bookies, but we can't see that happening. Moving on to transfer news, the rumour mill never stops and neither does Fabrizio Romano. The Italian pundit says that Liverpool are currently scouting Tien Koopmeiners Atalanta's midfield monster, but Juventus are favourites to sign the 26-year-old Dutchman. Incoming sporting director Richard Hughes reportedly has good connections in Italy, so it will be interesting to see how this one pans out. We will be able to take a closer look at the player when the two teams meet in the Europa League quarter-final next month. Saturday saw the Liverpool legends return to Anfield for their annual match, this time against Ajax in front of a capacity crowd of 59,655 fans, all in aid of the LFC Foundation. It was great to see Stevie back and Fernando Torres scoring in front of the Kop in the 4-2 win, but the highlight of the day was seeing Sven-Goran Eriksson lead out the team. The former England manager had always dreamed of managing the Reds and, after it was revealed he had terminal cancer last year, the club made sure he got his wish. It was an emotional day for the Swede, as he showed after the game.
It's beautiful, of course, and to sit on the bench for Liverpool, that's been my dream my whole life, so now it happened. And it was a beautiful day, in all meanings, the crowd, the game, the players, everything. Fantastic, and thank you to Liverpool for giving me this opportunity to invite me for a such important game. It's no points giving out, but the importance of the game is incredible. And those players are coming from all over the world to play this game. It's beautiful.
That's all we have for this week, folks. Let's hope the international break recharges the lads, they all return without injury, and we come back firing for the rest of the season. There's still plenty to play for.